You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tired of hangovers stealing your precious time? Say bye-bye to regret and hello to prevention with Akalo wearable vitamin patches.
Made in the USA with pharmaceutical-grade materials, these patches are your secret weapon to stopping hangovers before they start. This is the first time they've run a promo like this.
For a limited time, first-time buyers get 50% off.
Don't lose another moment to a hangover.
Go to akalo.co and enter POOG50 to get yours today.
That's akalo.co, code POOG50. Cheers to a hangover-free life. Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is POOG, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products. This is POOG.
Oh, we went on tour, we sold merch, and we even did shows. Here are some clips from those shows. Please enjoy. And yeah, merch is available online at pooglive.com.
Should we say what happened on the flight? Because it was interesting.
Okay. This is the night before last. We're on the plane, and then toward the end of the flight attendant comes forward. Kneels. Did he kneel? No, he didn't kneel.
No.
Okay. In my memory, he knelt. Yeah. He kneeled beside
me. Single knee. Yeah.
This flight, he comes over, he goes, Kate Berlant. He goes, Ms. Berlant. And I go,
I think he said Berlant.
No, he did the
Someone
correct
Someone said Berlant recently.
Wait, someone did say Berlant recently.
The front desk,
humiliated
maybe?
Me.
Anyway, it was front desk. Okay.
I was like, Berlant, lantern. Okay.
Yeah.
And he said, are you Ms. Berlant? And I went, yeah, doll. You know. And he
Are
went,
you what? Gold medallion.
We want to thank. No, hear. He went. We want to thank you for being a gold medallion member. We appreciate your business.
And by the way, he did this thing that was almost like this hushed.
By the way, we are deep in coach.
A
I want to be clear.
Yeah. Deep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we're deep in coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we pulled off a switch where, hey, would you like the aisle so I could sit next to my friend?
Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
So, I want to be very clear. I am also gold medallion status.
Yeah.
So I start to realize first. Yeah. First, I go, I see what's happening. I go, okay, I'm next. I'm going to look away now so that he can then sort of call my name and I can, okay?
Huh?
I'm not going to be part of hers. And then, and then he gets to me and he's like, okay? So I prepare. I prepare to be discovered, the whole thing. Okay, I look down and I'm waiting. And, you know, there's a thing when someone disappears in your periphery. And you go, he's gone. Okay. And I go, what the, I'm Golden Medallion. I'm Golden Medallion. Okay. I go, I'm also Golden Medallion. He's gone. He's gone.
I was like, I know. And I tried to assure you. I was like, I think they might be going alphabetically.
Now I started to go, okay.
And I believe that.
Because I started to go airlines. It's very like an airline in the way that they don't get you on the plane. Like they should load all the window people first, right? In my opinion. Then load the middle
seats. Interesting.
Then load the thing. That should
be
the
way. Fucking brilliant.
Thank you. Okay. I also have a belief that they should have instead of a line, okay, they should essentially have a thing that is seat number based. So essentially in the waiting room, right? That's not what it's called. But we get into 7A and 7C, okay? And it's like, this is where we are. And like it's sort of like, you know what you are. No zones. Let's choose what we are. Like, so it'd be like, then all the aisle seats would be, it'd be a long line in which you have a very specific place. Yeah. Not this, did they call,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, by the way,
I've always said, bored out of your zone, honey.
Well, she says bored ahead of your zone.
I say this, and then, by the way, all hell could break loose. I understand these are the kind of modes of conduct that keep society in place and keep it from completely fracturing
and she likes to fragment
chaos.
Them.
But
the
I love to test the water. So, like, honey, today we were zone 4. What did we board in? Zone 2. Did they care? No, sweetie. Because also, you go up there. Let's just say you do that. You're zone 4. They go,
you're called
zone
1. Up.
This is what happens because it's happened to me. They go, oh, we're not boarding your zone yet. And you go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I saw 2. And they go, it's fine. Go. They let you through. They go, oh, we're going to have you weave to the back, right? And be humiliated.
I've seen it, Kate.
Really?
Now you push it through with sort of the forcefulness of your like
I do a big
direct
charmer.
Intention.
Oh my God, yeah. I thought a 4 with a 2. What's next? My wife is my husband? I don't know. I lay it on thick.
Yeah, and just I believe even more than the charm. Well,
you
intentionality.
You go really friendly. You go, how you doing this morning? And they go, oh, I like her. And then they go,
it's not
her zone yet. I'm going to kick one of the only people here who has any humanity to the back of the line. I'm going to let her through to reward her for being polite.
I worked that at immigration today, I felt. I went in with a kind of vibe that they didn't want to give me a hard time.
Oh, immigration is where I do my best work.
I said,
I had a
performing at Vogue Theater tonight. You know, why are you here? Performing at Vogue Theater tonight.
No response, right? It hurts when they don't respond.
There was one of these, you know.
I had an unbelievable interaction with the immigration border officer coming back into the States from, where was it? Mexico a couple weeks ago. I'm not going to get into it. Fabulous vacation. No, but the guy goes, no, that's not it. Hang on, hold. Talk about something. Let me remember.
Okay. There was a couple things we meant to cover. Oh, yeah. So.
It was Mexico. Oh, I was right.
Okay, that's
right.
He never came back to me. Okay. It wasn't alphabetical. Oh, no. The whole point.
He never came back.
But because hold your thought. Okay. Don't leave.
I'm letting it go. It's not worth it.
No, we never do
that. We'll go back.
Okay. Hold it.
I have it.
Or do
me.
It now. I just want to say the reason I brought up the line at the airport is because airlines are like that. They would do it alphabetically, even though I'm right there. Right. Airports, they're always sort of like these inefficient, but then there's these moments of efficiency. He never came back.
Yeah, he never came back. That's fucked up, man. Yeah.
So, I was humiliated.
I actually felt a little embarrassed for you, honestly.
She got to do her whole genial.
And by the way,
of,
it made me kind of go, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I have to say, even back there in coach, I went, you're right. I am a woman. You know, it felt like respect.
No, and there's a thing where there's a faux hush quality.
And I feel like everyone else is
one. It's for everybody else, okay?
No, it's
It
sick.
Is for everyone around. Okay, and it's kind of, I mean, it's an erotic spectacle for all. Like,
it's honestly.
It's like, Miss Berlant, you know, and then it's like, we just want to thank
you. It's deeply homo sapien. It's like Neanderthal, like, prestige. Like,
you know, like,
that one's
power. Yeah. Kill the king.
By the way, it's scary. It's like, you give people power, they'll ruin the world. Because even I, in that moment, went, yeah. I am a fucking gold medallion. Yeah. What did you do?
I fly more than you on this airline.
You think because I'm in coach, I'm no worse.
Yeah, you think I'm nothing back here. Well, that's also
doing Marlon Brando. I don't know.
They bring you down.
Yeah.
Because, you know, coach, whatever, you know, deep in coach, but then to be elevated, that's actually a little bit farcical. I'm realizing now. I actually think it's a mockery. I think gold medallion, they march into coach.
They
to
come
go,
deep into coach. You're there
really
sweating.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. They go almost to go like.
They go, poor peasant. You too.
And to go your gold medallion and you're still not like paying up. I don't know. There's something.
You're right. It's actually
weird
really,
about it.
It is dark. Oh, whatever. The immigration officer. I'll
no,
just say.
No, not whatever.
I'll just
I'm
say
interested.
I was coming back from Mexico. Oh. Immigration officer. What were you doing in Mexico? I was on a trip. What do you do for work? That's weird. He said that. And I went, I'm a comedian. Fatal flaw, right?
Oh. Or
fatal mistake. Never say that. And he goes, oh, do you have any drugs with you? He goes,
and what?
No, we had a little chat back and forth. And he goes, with a big smile, do you have any drugs on you? Did you bring back any drugs from Mexico? I almost wanted to go, yeah, dude. You know, yeah. Like it was like, it was
he
really
was sort
confusing.
Of feeding you to,
yeah. And I go, we're in LA. I don't need to bring drugs here.
Wait, oh, you go what?
I gotta go, what? I go, honey, we're in LA. I don't need to bring drugs from Mexico. We had a laugh. It was like,
no.
The interact. Oh.
You were able to do the jokes about drugs?
Oh,
over?
I go, no. I'm in LA, ganja town, baby. Like, whatever. We had,
oh,
we
that's
were
good,
laughing.
Yeah. Can you tell them about the train? It's
the what?
It's like my favorite kind of non-story, okay? The train guy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be huge for all of us. All right.
It's not even a non-story. We caught the train. Really romantic and exciting.
Oh, that story. Wow. I forgot about that.
Oh, what were you talking about?
The man on the train.
Wait, so was I.
Oh.
I was just saying that we
I thought you were
train.
Talking about the man in the train station.
No, but that was pretty really good. Sweet. We never talked about him.
So early on, actually, the very first on the airport in Los Angeles, heading out on the tour, okay, yeah. I took a video of something and I never sent it to you. And it was as I was walking in to...
You did send it.
The Celsius?
No, keep going. Yeah,
the Celsius?
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
I don't recall
it.
Getting a response. I mean, like, to me, it was like one of the greatest videos ever made. So I'm walking in, a lot going on. Yes, I have a Celsius in hand on the way into the airport, okay? Rolling suitcase, big, you know, hard shell, okay? And
hard.
I've rested it. Yeah. I've rested it on the thing. And then it's open. I've been drinking it. I rested there. And then I start to go in. You know, to the airport. And I go, I look down and I sometimes let it roll free to catch up with me, like kind of like, right? It's not like I do it on purpose, but it just happens sometimes. And I just glance down and I see an open Celsius just rolling along atop my suitcase. Yeah. And I thought that was hysterical, okay?
Yeah.
And so I sent it to Kate. In my mind, you never heard that story. You didn't know about it. And then here we are again. This morning in Philadelphia's station, also yeah. called Union Station, I think.
Gorgeous
Which,
tree,
you know.
There. Gorgeous tree. Go see it if you can.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
There's no story here. Oh, other than
yeah,
I became self-conscious about. No. I had a huge mountain valley resting on my suitcase. Okay?
We had huge, gorgeous. You know the guys. Huge leaders. Wet. Pure.
Yes. Yeah. The glass you could taste in these. Okay.
Yeah.
And this man next to us,
well,
an older
not
man.
Not just a man, like an elderly. It was actually,
charmer.
I almost started crying. He was like 104.
Next to us on the wooden,
and he,
on the
and
wooden
he said,
bench.
Wait, I want to get it right. Didn't he say, hey, kid, that's a lot of water? Did he call you kid? It was something
Holy
like
shit.
That. Fuck. It was like, wow, son. It was something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. My favorite.
I think it was kid.
I think
no.
so.
It was so
well,
sweet.
Well, I almost got his information. Like, I
was know.
Like, I don't know why this needs to continue, but it does. I felt that a lot on this tour, like with those housemen, those bellmen.
I know. The bellmen.
But we'll get to them.
But yeah, he said, wow, kid, that's a lot of water. And I went, look at mine. You know,
yeah,
I'm already halfway done. And he went, I couldn't drink all that.
We went into a full number. Okay. We went into a full number.
And
I started
like,
making up a lot. I just go, yeah, I sweat it out. Okay.
I know. I did hear you say that. You were like, I must just sweat it out.
Because he goes, like, I'd have to pee every three or something.
He didn't say pee. That would be far too.
No, yes. I know. He didn't say pee.
He said, I'd be using the bathroom all the time if
yeah.
I drank that much water. I
mean, okay. And that's when I. Me.
We were having so much fun. We were creating
yeah.
community. And then he goes, where are you headed? Again, tears falling. Not really, but I was like, you know, seized with emotion.
We thought we were all on the same. He's like, you're on the 130.
Oh,
I'm like, no, we're
train.
On the 2551. He's like, no, I mean the time. I'm like, still no. We're on the 1213.
And then we both
so
space
sad.
Out and realize that we're moments from missing the train.
Yeah.
And we get up. Another comment about the water is made. Like, well, good luck drinking all the water. Oh, thank God. Merry Christmas. And then
and it threw
I just,
me somehow about the
and
water.
Then
it
just
threw me.
Hear
okay,
a huge shatter.
So I went running off with it on top of the thing. You know, I feel like every day I like drop something, watch, think it's gonna break, and it doesn't. You know what I
yeah.
mean? Like that's a big part of my life is like shit not breaking. So I was astonished, okay, to just see glass shatter on
like,
a marble
floor.
When you see glass
just straight up shatter, it's like...
A million pieces.
Respect.
And we're late. This is... You want to cry? You want to cry? He goes, I'll take care of it.
Jacqueline, get to your train. I'll take care of it. Go. No. And Jacqueline, you go with your hands to pick it up. Me and the old man are saying, don't pick it up with your hands.
I feel a little guilty though. I feel like we didn't really do it. We were supposed to report it to the house.
No. We were like, no.
There's people here cleaning up because they are. It's like there are people that are going to the train station. That's happening constantly, right? Spills and other thrills.
Who needed to know saw. Okay.
Okay.
It was dead center in the middle. It was the most obvious thing that's ever happened in a train station.
Yeah. Imagine this, 1 a.m., backseat of a cab, talking to a dear friend. Mm. She said something with a lot of gravity, like, and then it was this. And I didn't hear what she said. And instead of going, sorry, what? I reacted as though I had heard.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And then she was like, yeah. And at any moment, I could have gone, I'm sorry, because every second that passes, it becomes crazier. You can't double back and go,
however,
by the way, we've been having this whole moment. I have no idea what you said.
No. However, I would believe in the sort of spirit of humanity that the longer it goes, the greater the meaning of when you admit it later.
Well, by the way, I woke up in the middle of the night. I was like, and I was like, you didn't hear her. You say what? Like, how could you not have just...
No, it's hard.
And I thought about writing an email. I started drafting it in notes. Hey, this is crazy, but... Never did it.
So 6 months to a year after
I
was on a podcast once where it's too hard to explain. I mean, for another time. But the point is I wrote an email and I said, I acted like I knew something and I didn't know something. And I was too ashamed. And I went into an elaborate ruse. And it was the simplest thing. And guess what? You know, I thought, okay, this is where the friendship is finally going to form with these people, with these acquaintances. You know what I mean? Like now it's going to really take for real. They weren't having it. No. they were not having it. And it was nothing. Can you believe that? I prostrate myself. I crucify myself.
I know.
On the altar of their podcast identity. Can you hear me? Wait, I have an idea, which is, this is one that I find bad. Have you ever done this? Okay, you're in a performance setting, okay, much like this. You're in the audience, if you can imagine, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you're cackling it up. Yeah. Okay? And you're taking in the whole thing. So performer says something, you cackle. Performer says something, you cackle, okay? And then your friend goes, oh, wait, what did they say? I missed that.
Oh, and you don't know. Well, this is also a critical misunderstanding of live performance because you...
Thank you.
Laughter is an involuntary response, or should be, right?
Yeah.
It's okay to be swept up in the orgasmic flow of live performance. And then you're brought out of, it doesn't matter
anymore.
It's
not a linguistic, cerebral. Cerebral.
To say what
not wrong
is actually almost godless.
What did you say?
Doesn't matter.
Why are you plucking me out of the ocean?
Right.
But I used to feel shame. Like, I don't know, but I did know.
Well, by the way, you can't say what, because then you're interrupting the flow. Show, missing it.
No, missing it. I guess.
You almost can never ask someone what.
Sorry, no. Well, I think why is one of the rudest things you can say to anyone.
Oh.
In general.
Oh, why?
Okay, because it someone says something. Okay, why? Okay, well, it inherently questions the purpose. It's, I don't have the words for it right now.
I think.
But it's wrong. And I've had people say this to me.
It's a power thing. And by the way, some people will falsely understand you saying why as caring and they'll think that you're a martyr. Like talking, why? People go, no one's ever asked my
Yeah, finally right? a chance.
It's like, oh, you really care. So I think it's almost like an abuser tactic. Like, why?
Oh, yeah. Therapist. I mean, that's the therapist, right? They let you do the work.
Yeah, yeah. The questions
themselves are the rope with which you hang yourself.
Yeah.
Both in investigation... in other contexts.
I can't imagine being your therapist.
Oh, I don't have one.
By the way, she's looking. And I want to actually...
How dare you?
This is really good.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. No, give it to me. I love it.
This is really good for an LA audience. As you know, I am actively seeking a lawyer friend.
Yeah.
And some emails came through and I was like, out of state could be huge. But also, I kind of like the idea of a lawyer friend who's like, meet me at Spago. Do you know what I mean? Like someone, so yeah. And if anyone wants, and again, I'm actually looking, I'm not going to abuse you.
It will be a friendship. @gmail.com.
Couple lunches a year. I'll do whatever you want, you know, but I just think, but someone I can call in dead of night, help, you know, that thing.
People have reached out though. And
people have reached out. It's been amazing.
I'm the one fielding the emails. I'm the one fielding the emails. Okay. Yeah. You know, she wants what she wants. And then I'm trying to work it out today. I'm going, I'm not sure why she specifically asked for family law. You know, like, I don't know what she's looking to do.
I really appreciate you hearing that. Orphanhood. Not going to happen, right. But. By the way, it's never going to happen. By the way, guess who's here tonight? My mother.
Yes.
Helen Burlap. She's up there. Can you stand? Actually, can you stand? There she is. I love you, Mom. There she is. Helen. Helen is here.
I'm going to be flipping my hair. I just want to acknowledge because there's no volume tonight. There's no volume tonight.
Can you look at her lawn chain? Do you see that? She won't... Listen, I'm going to say it. I'm going to embarrass her. 79. I know you're not supposed to...
Wait, you mean the way she launched physically?
Yeah, just like
she's
launching under joy from the core. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Want to know one of my favorite sounds? Here it is.
That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel.
And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching.
So you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Babbel is convenient. Kate and I talk about it all the time.
Love the way Babbel helps you for those quick real-world interactions.
Like how to order food or ask for directions. How to have a decent conversation with a merchant.
And who doesn't want to go on vacation and know the language?
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners.
Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/poog. Get 60% off at babbel.com/poog.
Spelled babbel.com/poog. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tired of hangovers stealing your precious time? Say bye-bye to regret and hello to prevention with Akalo wearable vitamin patches.
Made in the USA with pharmaceutical-grade materials, These patches are your secret weapon to stopping hangovers before they start. This is the first time they've run a promo like this.
For a limited time, first-time buyers get 50% off.
Don't lose another moment to a hangover.
Go to akalo.co and enter POOG50 to get yours today.
That's akalo.co, code POOG50. Cheers to a hangover-free life.
Oh.
Yeah, this was...
So this is huge.
Okay, so let me set the scene.
Okay, I almost...
This is vulnerable. So... We were in San Francisco the other night. It was a tremendous show. Wonderful crowd. Many of you may know from the pod, I have family in San Francisco, in the San Francisco Bay Area. So I invited, so I had a couple aunts, some cousins, you know, it was really exciting. And I go, hey, let's go after. We were treated very well by the proper hotel. I'll say, mm-hmm. if anyone here is from proper associates.
Loved it.
Rooftop. Cocktail. And I knew, I was like, this is an expensive place. It's like, you know, wait, I went to the website
and I
read.
No, I feel like we're missing.
I'm not setting it up well.
I just want them to really understand the facts,
okay,
right?
Okay.
Coming to the show.
Okay, no, this is okay.
Right. I mean, or we could play your narrative first.
No, let's play. I want objective. I want
I don't know
God
though.
View of yeah. the because you really did help me.
But
process.
I could only perceive it once I had experienced your narrative of it.
Okay, so a key
let's actually
detail.
Let that play out.
15 minutes. You want me to do my version
not
first?
Unpack first. Let's
okay.
Let the prosecution.
So here's what I would say happened. Inviting how many people? Nine people? Get to the rooftop.
I think it was more than that.
I don't think so.
I think it was 12 to 14.
Maybe 12 including us. It was not 14.
Really?
It was 12.
Here's what I remember. Okay. Just do the math the way I can. Okay. Only I can, right? Okay. Or not, or the only way I can, right? Yeah. So me. Okay, then it was,
Yeah.
Then, Yeah. Right? And two. You count, and I'll do the huhs.
I count.
Okay, one, two, right? Then there was kind of a,
Yeah.
Right? Are you still counting or are you just
I
in
lost
the halls?
It, I'll be honest. Okay. Yeah. All right, but so I want to say there was 12 max.
Okay.
Okay. Let's just say 12. Let's say 12. 12 people. We get to the hotel rooftop. And by the way, the hotel was like, we're going to give you champagne, baby. We get there. Very nice. Everyone gets a glass of champagne.
So this has been sort of mumbled through. Okay. The idea is my family's coming to the show. They're all coming to the show.
Okay.
Afterwards, we're going to get, you know, right back. We're going to go
we'll
back
have
to the
drinks.
Hotel.
We'll have drinks.
We're going to drink to the hotel. Oh, the hotel's going to reserve a table for us, which is something that you can have.
And my cousin goes
a hotel
to San Francisco
anyway.
Friday night. No.
Right. This is where it gets confusing.
Okay. So you're
where
saying.
Is there something special happening?
Well, by the
or
way,
is it just
because
you
said,
called direct?
My cousin said, oh, drink at the hotel. She goes, well, the rooftop at the proper is really nice, but good luck getting a reservation on a Friday. And I said, I think we're going to be okay, sweetie. No, but so it's like a pot. And by the way, it was hell to get up there. There's like 18 security guards. It's the whole thing.
Yeah.
And people are like,
yeah, no,
you know, it's like a weird, you know, it's a weird group.
Really
so,
glass fire pits.
They
yeah.
lead us outside, beautiful fire pit, warm, pretty. It's
and
pretty.
There's no promises of anything other than like, yes, we have the table reserved for you.
So then we get there. Very nice. Complimentary
and not
glass
even a table,
champagne.
A fire pit.
Okay,
an area in this sort of lounge setting. Okay. And Kate's. Made a big show of the family coming over after oh please and I'm going really are they gonna want to haul ass from the theater what all in Ubers or in cars
it was a
15 to 20
minute 15 minutes and wasn't
and
funny 15 20 big difference as 15
she
and
goes.
I said on the family thread I said and I meant this absolutely no pressure to attend I know it's late the show got out like 10 p.m. I was like it's late people are driving in. We get there. I already feel that I'm in the wrong.
She said
I just
they all
say,
know.
As we now She's, really go
no,
through
no,
it
no.
all, I go.
She said they all know. They all know. I was like, really? Are you sure they want
to
do this at 15?
One
20?
Of my cousins dipped out. Went. I have to drive back to Santa Cruz. I'm not fucking coming. I went.
So
of course not. You have three children.
To a second
I'm a
location.
Childless whore in the city.
Yeah.
You should go home. Okay. So we get there, and
now
by
remember,
the way,
remember.
No, do not underestimate the stress of anything. But of hey, let's meet here, right? Fielding, or and by the way, I over update moments away, minutes away.
Yeah.
Parking in the elevator, walking
6 minutes out, here. Up the stairs.
I see you.
You're
it's
gonna
like
see
every,
me.
It's like,
yeah.
Oh! But I know that I do that chronically, and I'm trying to kind of go. I'll get there. It's fine. But I was at a 10. Okay. So we sit down. It's lovely. No.
I get there a little later, right? I kind of roll up. I settle in. Felt welcomed. It felt like Jaws. It felt like Bonfire on the Beach. Okay. Okay. Really, it was everything you dream of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I get in. You go free champagne. Okay. Okay. I got to get my ass up there.
And they are being
very.
They go. Everyone gets a glass. Right. So everyone gets.
All right. So now, did they? Okay. So anyway, I sit down. I have a champagne. There's some ordering of cocktails happening. One person orders pork belly skewers. Okay. Another person orders French fries.
Yeah.
I decide I'm going to have a burger. Okay. Here. Okay.
Here's where things get interesting.
Okay. Upstairs. Okay. Now I go, this is a fucking shit show. I got 12 people minimum. I will not get into some end of the night game. I go, I'm staying at the hotel. Just do mine on my room.
Okay? I want to say, I haven't even told you this. I saw you settle privately and I went, fuck, she's good. No, truly. I saw you without even, I saw you settling and I went, wow. Because I was prepared to buy your meal with joy in my heart. Okay.
I would never.
But I see you settling out of court and I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. So then, okay. So yeah, some cocktails. I have to say everyone has two rounds maybe. Okay. Yeah. Eventually, we're there for a few hours. Eventually, here comes, we know, you know what, the bill. And I had before this whole night, I go, you know what? I'm going to pay for it. I'm going to be a big That'll cocked.
You know what?
I'm going to go get what you want. Okay. But then when the bill comes, it was a shock. Okay. I'll say it was a shock.
Now let's get real.
I go,
with
right,
people.
Proper hotel, $23 cocktails minimum. You know, I go. Yeah. So I
had
cocktails.
We're gonna do this.
And the food. Okay, okay.
Tell them the bill. Because it's not, I mean, tell them the bill.
Well, now I sound, because it's not so crazy.
Because
it's not so crazy because really no one ate. I split an impossible burger with my lover. But it really wasn't a food thing people were ordering. So cocktails alone, 12 people, we're looking at with tip, it was like $550.
I thought it was $5.99. I thought it pushed into six.
No.
It wasn't $6.99?
$5.50, honey. God, checked it this morning.
So what did I say? I said so many things.
No. But it comes. I already decided to pay for it. I'll be honest. When it came, I went, I thought it was going to be worse. I thought it was going to be worse. Yes. I thought maybe it was going to be worse.
Yeah, you're afraid.
So I actually was like, I'm not fucking kidding you. I had two margs in me. I go, I wish it were higher. Okay, I was fine. I had two margs. I was sailing. So I had the two margs in me. I sign away. My cousin's boyfriend, who's very like in tech and is like, you know, he was like, whoa, let me split it with you.
What? You didn't tell me this.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I can't believe you left this out.
Okay.
This is huge.
My
Which
cousin's
guy?
Boyfriend.
What his birthday was?
No.
Sorry to
No, that's
name
my blood
names.
Relative.
Okay.
Kevin, my cousin's boyfriend, who's fabulous, okay? And he, and I thought this was very, this is like, you know, the right
no
thing to do.
No visuals coming to mind.
He goes, he was right here. He had the,
For
he,
me.
Had the he had the Astra, the... The windbreaker with the
AstraZeneca?
Yeah, he had AstraZeneca. So
I don't even know what that is, but the word was right there.
Yeah, he had that.
It's medicine, right?
He goes, oh my God, no. Let me help you or let me split you. I go, it's my joy to take you out. It's my joy to take my family members out.
You said it weekly.
A couple of the older aunts earlier took out their cards. I said, Aunt Becky, you kidding me? Get out of here.
This is an insane story.
Okay.
You never spoke of no offers.
Okay.
Why did you hide that from me?
I don't know. I don't think I was hiding it though, because the final issue here, okay, we're getting to the final issue. So I go, no. And again, I mean it in my heart. No.
It's like, I'm your lawyer. I can't help you.
Okay.
If you don't tell me the entire truth.
Okay. So here's what happened. So it's on me. I've got the bill here. I'm signing and I'm kind of going, I hope they're fucking seeing this. Okay. So sign, it's away. Of course, tipping 20%, even though there were issues, okay?
Yeah, there were issues.
You're always going to get 20.
Things get loose around the bonfire.
Yeah. Having a great time. People start peeling off. No one says anything. So here's what I wanted. So I was...
Peeling off, or was it more like wild congratulations for your excellent show that night?
It was a beautiful night. I was trying... No, it was. Peeling off sounds cruel.
Yeah.
What I just mean is that... Here's what it is. I thought... I was happy to pay. I really was. But I wanted more recognition for having paid.
So you told me.
I didn't want people to go, oh my God, how could we? I just kind of.
No, you
said. I wanted kind of a this. Like, your kid. Thank you. You know, or I wanted a little. Oh my God, but this is crazy. This is a rooftop. This is the San Francisco. They rob you blind here. I just wanted a little bit of.
And what did I say? Or let's start with this. What did you interpret
and
that
again,
I said?
And again,
I said a number of things, okay? And
you
I'm curious.
Because I texted you in the morning. I wish I had my phone so I could bring up the thread. I texted you, no acknowledgement for picking up the tab.
I could probably grab it. Should I grab it? It's right there.
Yeah, I'll grab it.
All right, keep them entertained.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah. I just want to... Because again,
I thought this was kind of a philosophical, there's something under here, right? Which is of course my own kind of archetype of the cheap Jew, if I may. Here, I share my gold. You know, and it's like, no. And I really did feel, I wanted to pay. And I didn't need some crazy display of gratitude that was an exaggeration, that was above what the moment, you know, needed. It was more my own, what was I supposed to do? Sign out, you know. Hey, enjoy. I think I even did that.
Sorry, I was looking for it. And I'm like scrolling, a lot of chatter, right? And I just like, I stop because I see, again, I was happy to pay. Okay. So you ready?
I texted my mother. Helen can tell you. I texted my mother, 2 a.m., a little tipsy off 2 margs. I'm a lightweight. And I said, bought drinks for the whole family, $550. Happy to give everyone a nice night on the town. And my mother responded like, oh, great, how fun. She's not like that. Whoa.
Okay, are you ready? You know,
she just was like, that's great.
Morning of, right?
Okay.
No one noticing me pick up the bill. And I pause for when it's a new text, right? No one noticing, and I won't say anything offensive if it appears.
I don't think anything offensive.
No, I know, but no one, I just wanted you to feel safe. So no one noticing me pick up the bill is so funny. I'm still obsessing. Like, $5.59. And then me, clarity at all costs, I got a separate check. I guess no one else did. And then I go, unfortunately, you were kind of hosting.
And that really helps.
Okay, Kate Berlant, you're a class act. Again, I was happy to pay. I just wanted the recognition. Ha. Huh. I wanted, quote, no, really? But Kate, ha, ha.
I am sweating because I'm
to free
so
you, said,
shy.
That actually wouldn't have been appropriate.
Yeah, that was
okay,
cool.
For those people, I believe. And we'll get into that. And then you go, so fun at the bonfire, you know, et cetera. Okay. And I'm not done. I go, and others had drinks, you know?
Okay. Because
you're like, we just ordered. Yeah. There was no names.
Okay. I remember you saying.
No, because you go, we just ordered burgers. I go, and others had drinks. And then you go, no, just now I got burgers. Oh, tasty. Okay. And I go, I'm trying to explain why it would have been inappropriate for everyone to pipe up about the check.
You said this, yeah.
Yeah, the vibe is, it's your party and you just performed for hundreds, okay? And you, totally, okay? And you seem to be getting special treatment by the place.
Because they gave us champagne. Yeah.
Okay. So you're the god of the night, right?
Right.
So, and then I go, and if one person piped up, everyone else would have to. So no one wants to implicate the group.
Completely
if
true.
If one guy was like, hey, okay, then everyone else has to grumble
here
in.
It is.
So
yeah.
No one wants to fuck the rest of the group.
Yeah.
Okay, so everyone's silently, right? I go, but you were kind of hosting a party. Okay. And then I wrote all caps, who ate?
And I was like, this is why I love you, because we're getting into it. I feel so like we're doing a forensic analysis of what happened, and at the end of it I'm gonna have the truth. And I have to say that even right now I can feel, we'll keep going, but
well,
I feel
they drove there and valeted.
Ding 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 ding. Huge.
I go, acknowledgement. I'm saying this like to free you, because it's like acknowledgement by them, right? I go, acknowledgement would have been lame.
Yeah, okay, I see that.
Can I say names?
Yeah, you can.
Leo got a main and Mari got fries. That's it. Very little food.
I said that, yeah.
I go, Leo got pork belly skewers. Okay. The fact that I noticed, knew, and corrected. And you think you're having a...
I also want to unpack something. I said, Leo got a main. The pork belly skewers were not a main.
They were not a main.
I was trying to...
Clarity.
Yeah.
Clarity. And there was no side. They were four small skewers.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
On a small plate.
Yeah.
Okay, and I go, multiple rounds of drinks? Like, questioning, because it was pretty... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was the drinks. It was the expensive drinks. And then I go, you hosted a 12-person party and it cost you $600. And Kate, LOL, this rules. Okay? Me, haha, Kate. I love you. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
You free me.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global.
When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tired of hangovers stealing your precious time? Say bye-bye to regret and hello to prevention with Akalo wearable vitamin patches.
Made in the USA with pharmaceutical-grade materials, these patches are your secret weapon to stopping hangovers before they start. This is the first time they've run a promo like this.
For a limited time, first-time buyers get 50% off.
Don't lose another moment to a hangover.
Go to akalo.co and enter POOG50 to get yours today.
That's akalo.co, code POOG50. Cheers to a hangover-free life.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
I don't like to be wrong or to be in the wrong, okay? If I am, I admit. Yeah. Okay? If I wasn't in the wrong and I'm being misunderstood, I like to make it dead fucking clear I wasn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in the act of making it dead fucking clear I wasn't, I don't like to make any new transgressions that could cause the tally to find its way. You understand, right? The cover up worse than the crime sort of thing, right? So I'm in the lounge, and I'm still wondering if I'm bulletproof on this story. I am wondering. I think I'm bulletproof. All right. So you take it in. Okay. Coffee machine in the Delta Lounge. It will make anything you want by the press of a button. Okay.
It might not be good, but they'll give it to you. It's not going to be a Breville Bambino, I'll tell you that much.
Still, no sponsorships. So I go up. I take a mug. Now, here's the thing. Two machines, okay? Okay, I go up, line behind this guy. This one's being serviced. This one's being serviced. The guy steps away from being serviced. Now there's a free machine, and there's a line here behind one. So the guy who's servicing it says, you know, ma'am, there's a free machine, okay?
Yeah.
So I, with my mug, step towards the free machine as I've been asked
naturally
to. Now, at that moment, a man appears from out of nowhere, okay? Okay, no mug, all right? All right, just, okay, comes up and now, so he's coming straight at it.
No.
I'm some diagonal interloper
in his mind.
Okay? Meanwhile, I'm just doing as I was told, and I've got a mug, so I've clearly been there, okay? So there's a moment, now I hesitate. Even though I'm right, I hesitate because...
female labor, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So he genially, okay, allows me to do what I was right to do in the first place, okay? And I accept it. I let him play his chivalry game. So, okay, but I'm hoping that he saw what actually happened here. So I step up. I know the machine pretty well. I put down the thing. Yeah. I press cappuccino, okay? Just stay with me, all right? Cappuccino, okay? Processing, brewing.
There's a little man in there making it up real fresh.
The elves are working, and then comes into the thing.
Great.
Right as now the screen comes back to its thing, I hit espresso because I want an extra shot in there. Okay?
Yeah. Totally acceptable.
I just, boom, espresso, okay? And then I look on my phone, texting Kate, probably about the bill, all right? And it's processing, it's going slow. I mean, it is not even at the point where it's pouring yet.
Oh, boy.
So what do I hear? Ma'am, when you're done on your phone, I'd like to get my coffee.
Wow.
Now, I got to say, it felt good to know how right I was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I had to stay calm. You know what I mean? And because when you're fucking right, you're right.
Yeah.
And so I just said, it's brewing. Okay. Oh, oh, it's not done yet. Sorry. Okay. Then began sort of a bunch of people piping in. I need the extra dose in the morning. Okay. And then he desperate to backpedal, tried to a touch of cinnamon, perhaps, you know?
Oh, no.
That's a little story. It was wild. And then I sat down. I sat down and I texted the entire thing to you. Did anyone get fucked, okay, trying to get merch tonight?
Yeah, okay.
By which I mean...
the merch company bent us over a chaise lounge and fucked us, okay? We got... I mean, and you know what it is? It's misogyny.
It always... yeah.
Because the merch company
went...
The merch company goes... girls, relax. No one's going to be buying your t-shirts. What are you, a live podcast? Totally. A couple of senile hags with a microphone? It
you
is
and your curly
literally
hair.
Misogyny.
We arrived at a venue. There's four water bottles. I mean, four water bottles. Are you kidding? Who can that even, you know, sustain?
Well, I'll say, when we were in Portland, we arrived first night of the tour.
First night. This is the big discovery.
We were like, you know, it's fun. We'll wear the merch on stage. That's really fun. And then we don't have to worry about what to wear every night. So I go... okay, could we get two smalls to wear on stage? And we find out.
They go, well, then there'll be no more. Right? Okay.
We're like, and pardon? Then,
so what we realized was, so there were two smalls total, I believe. I think we have got this wrong. You know why? It was one.
It was
okay,
one.
Okay, it was one small of the red. Because you're ready? Because this was the image we had that we realized. A pair of friends. They get to the venue early. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, they
precious
get in line
hags.
before anybody. Okay, they go, we're going to get there so early, we don't even care. Okay, and they get there and then they wait and they're at the front of the line. They're front of the line and they see all the stuff and they go up. Okay, and they go, we'll take two red Christmas hoodies and smalls. Thank you. Sorry, we can't accommodate you.
Yeah.
First in line.
No, there's no... they had... So these... frankly, these dudes who run the merch company... and then I remember in Portland, we were like, oh no, that's so few. And the merch person goes, it's Portland, you're going to be fine. Really, bitch? Because we sold out.
Yeah.
So the merch store is live. Everything that you want,
online is live. Do you hear this?
Online is live.
Now, did anyone go up there and go,
the merch
there's
company
left. There's
wrong.
Left.
Yeah. Yeah, see, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, it's live.
More of you should be cheering. Yeah.
We sent a lot of emails this week, and actually, it was interesting. I wonder what people would suspect and if this is different than what they would expect. Because I had to be a real hog on these emails.
Yeah.
I was mad.
Thank
okay?
you.
Because Kate was a little checked out initially. You know, she was just like, where do we sign? You know, and I was...
that's why I need a lawyer to help me.
Okay.
Because I'm just in my body. I can't...
And I was like, let me check. And, this is what I animate around Kate. It's not who I am, but around Kate, you know, it bucks within me, right?
Yeah.
And so suddenly I'm... again, I go, let me see the projections. Okay. And they go, the projections are 6 emails up. And I said, I didn't say I was a god, you know what I mean? But anyway, the fact I'm asking about him is something. So I look at the projections. I go, okay, wait, why is it that if we sell more, we make less, right? Why is the number that we make at the end less? And that's when the entire group goes... fesses up to the fact that number was in parentheses. Do you understand?
I still
accountants
don't
may know. Accountants may know. What does it mean if number's in parentheses?
How the hell? What?
So
where
to be clear, they were like,
that?
Ready to go, guys? They were like,
there should be a book. There should be a book called You Gotta Know This. And every page, and by the way, it's a big book, but just stuff like that. You gotta know this because I've... where? And this is, I mean...
yeah. That, oh fuck, I'm doing it in.
Lawyer stuff. Oh, make sure you don't. I mean, people, I mean, I can't even imagine. God forbid you buy a house one day. People, oh yeah, because the mortgage, blah, blah, blah.
20%.
What? Where did you... and it's, I'm like, is it because everyone has like a financial debt? You know, it's like, or people have like, there's like a patriarchal like, let me cook the books for you, sweetheart, or something. Like, But how do you know? Where did you? Yeah, you got to know this.
I have sort of a financial dad. Write it up. He's not like confused by the numbers and stuff like that. But you don't always want to go running to daddy. You know what I mean?
Well, so I would be running to daddy, yeah, but I would. But I think buy the book and it just every page simple stuff. Like what's something else? Like
change your tire. No, but they have those books.
Oil change once a year.
No.
What?
That the book can't see, but that the book can't save you, Kate, because you know that you're supposed to get the oil change once
your
a year.
Windshield,
and we're not
your windshield
doing
wiper
it.
Fluid will run out. It's not
well,
never ending.
That's a joke. I mean, only if you use it.
Well, people will know. By the way, this actually is so sweet because I was talking about on the podcast because for months I would go, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
The company should know better. Somebody, and I, by the way, I went to 3 gas stations. Oh, can you guys fill up my windshield wiper? No, get out of here. We don't want your business. Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote into the Poog email and was like, tell Kate to go to Valvoline or whatever.
Oh yeah, Valvoline.
So we're
Valvoline.
Really loving though. I was like,
look at me.
I felt so held.
Did you see me? I went, oh yeah, Valvoline. Okay.
Oh, Valvoline.
I don't even know if that's right. It sounds
wrong.
By
the way,
out,
I had a religious experience.
By knowing.
I went to Jiffy Lube instead.
Oh, right.
Talk about community. I roll in, this guy. And this was really philosophical because I rolled in and I thought he's annoyed. He just kind of looked, I was like, oh, he's having, I'm like, fucking like he, I was like, oh, I just want windshield. He seemed kind of, turned out to be one of the most saintly. I wanted to go, give me your mother's number.
Yeah.
I'm calling her. He fills up. I go, oh, what I owe you. He goes, don't worry about it. I go, please.
Don't worry about what?
Like, don't worry
paying
about pay
for
me.
The windshield?
So I pull out a 5. Yeah. I've had a good year. And I go, well, please, like, just, you know, this is just for your trouble. And he won't take it. And I'm not talking about he won't take it. He'll take it. He wouldn't take
no.
it.
No.
He wouldn't take it from a woman who needed her windshield wiper fluid. And I went,
"There's
now that's a man.
Yeah. No, yeah. I was
a
like,
tear.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Okay, this is actually very cute. How did you two meet? And what were your first impressions of each other?
Okay,
this is huge.
Let me think. So I believe we met in
We met
in
New York City on the
yeah,
Lower
absolutely.
East Side.
Absolutely. Okay.
Can you imagine? 1962. No, we did.
We clocked each other because this was a time, and we've discussed this, but that when comedy wasn't for hot people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so
it was still a rogue,
couple of trolls going, you know.
I got a joke.
Going, we're interested in jokes. You know what I mean? We some of us still interested in jokes. You know, this sort of thing. And it wasn't like, how can I get fucked? Let me go. Yeah.
Oh my God, absolutely not.
To an open mic. No, this was like a perverse
it was a
interest.
Sick.
No one liked that we wanted to do this. Okay?
exactly.
And we saw each other across the way,
at
right?
Pianos.
Yeah, I believe it was at Pianos.
Right?
Okay, the bar.
Pianos.
And we were sitting
bar.
Across
now,
from each other.
Oh,
and this came to me recently. We were sitting across from each other at sort of picnic table bar.
Wait, but I remember meeting you. I felt that we met in the street.
Really?
My first memory of you is
smoking cigarettes out front.
On Ludlow, burning them down. And I was like, oh, it's Jacqueline Novak. Because I had seen a video of you on YouTube that made me laugh. I saw a video of you destroying a heckler.
Yes. And I wrote destroys
Before
heckler.
Before that was just all, it, you know, now it's like.
No, and I was doing it even at the time to be like, I'm doing the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm going to do it my way, you know?
Yeah. No, but I saw a video of yours and I was like, I like her. She's funny. And then I saw you on the street. I thought it was on the street outside of
Pianos.
Well,
it might have been because I move in and out of there. But what I remember is this moment where I think I had ordered a burger and it came. And there was a third, a third woman. Okay.
I don't remember.
And I believe she took the tomato off my plate and ate it. Okay. And I believe that me and Kate looked at each other.
This.
Okay. Like, okay. And looked at each other like, okay. And we're like, and then, but we, you know, rode it. We fawned. I don't know. Okay. But after the person was gone, I remember being like, Kate, and it was, you don't forget the first time Kate, you know, crosses her eyes at you. Okay. But she,
it's all
know,
I've got.
Like, she's like, I mean, I was like completely weird. I'm like, whoa, that's like nothing you do. You know, it was like, yeah, I was like, completely crazy. Like, I was like, you know, again, I was like, holy shit.
Remember.
I've never seen anyone's face like move that fast, you know? And with that precision, like the isolations, you know, that you were capable of just quick and communicating emotional like truths as we're doing them. Like, absolutely, it's completely insane. Like, you do not take a tomato off someone's plate. There was a single tomato there. And even if there had been 6 tomatoes there, it would have been completely ridiculous. And then it was just, then we were just, you know, I don't know. We were the only ones of us kind of.
Yeah. Well, that's the truth. And I remember I had my own show, my own open mic down the street at the cake shop, now gone.
It was called
Crime and Punishment.
It's called Crime and Punishment with Kate Berlant. And was like, please come do my show absolutely whenever you want. You started coming and…
And then it just… Yeah, remember? Yeah, there would be this… I feel like I remember going up to you and going… Before going on stage going, I have nothing. Okay.
Oh, I do remember you doing
and
that.
It became like a fetishistic.
I got nothing.
Yeah. It became like a fetishistic thing where I couldn't go on stage without believing I had nothing.
And then remember what… And then I would text… I would be like, Jacqueline, like about to go doing
shows.
This is huge. I'd be texting Jacqueline, you know, from the road. I go, I have nothing. It's and you text me, just go up there and do your bullshit. And it literally freed me completely.
I go, just do your usual bullshit. And I knew it would free her.
Yeah.
Because her bullshit is a dream, right?
No, stop. But no, but I was just…
And it's
just
not
like,
bullshit, but I knew it would…
No, reducing me to bullshit, I was finally free. Like, truly. Yeah. So thank you.
That was Poog. If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Tired of hangovers stealing your precious time? Say bye-bye to regret and hello to prevention with Akalo wearable vitamin patches.
Made in the USA with pharmaceutical-grade materials, these patches are your secret weapon to stopping hangovers before they start. This is the first time they've run a promo like this.
For a limited time, first-time buyers get 50% off.
Don't lose another moment to a hangover.
Go to akalo.co and enter POOG50 to get yours today.
That's akalo.co, code POOG50. Cheers to a hangover-free life.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.